and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today the Sadducees are upset again, envious at the popularity of the apostles, so they arrested them and put him in jail. Jealousy and envy were a typical response from the Sadducees, and as the joke goes, that is why they were so sad, you see. Now, envy is traditionally classified as one of the seven deadly sins. But what is envy? Envy is a self-centered sadness that refuses to share in another's joy. It is sadness at another's good and joy at another's evil. How many of you know people who live in bitterness, resentment, and spite, almost as if such people have a grudge against happiness itself? You know, we can envy many things, others' success, health, looks and possessions, friendships, popularity, but in reality, what envy is only one thing. It's envying their happiness. It's a kind of depressive sadness, because firstly, it's a grief of the ego, which mourns its dreams to be praised and held in esteem. Secondly, envy is a sadness of soul, an inability to find joy in the happiness of others. It promises happiness, but ends up giving you more misery. Be careful of envy because it is naturally competitive, because it's comparative by nature. And you can find that a lot of that comparison culture on social media. The remedy for envy is fundamentally this: gratitude. And let me ask you today, is gratitude and thanksgiving a common part of your prayer? The remedy that comes from a grateful awareness of our own gifts, that God gives us good gifts, honor and esteem that flow from the Father's love. And that way, we will rejoice in the good of our neighbor, and they will rejoice in ours, becoming a real and true foretaste of heavenly joy. Let us pray. As we recall year by year the mysteries by which, through the restoration of its original dignity, human nature has received the hope of rising again, we earnestly beseech your mercy, Lord, that what we celebrate in faith we may possess in unending love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.